Chapter 2. Jane sat on her bunk, with her back pressed against the wall to steady herself. The boat was rocking too hard to prop her camera on a shelf like she usually did. Instead, she held it out at arm's length and pressed record. "Hi, everyone. It's Jane B. again, reporting for Evanston Elementary." It took more concentration to hold the camera steady than it did to say the words. "Today is June 28th, and it's the fourth day of our sailing trip. I don't know if you can tell, but the weather's not nearly as nice today. Here, I'll show you." She held the camera up to the cabin's porthole to show the tossing waves outside. On the view screen, it looked as if the whole world were tilting back and forth. She didn't need her whole class to know how scared she actually was. Not Vanessa and the boys, either. They all treated her like a baby to begin with, so she talked about other things instead. "I read in one of Uncle Dexter's books that the Pacific Ocean is 10,000 miles across and has some of the strongest wind currents in the world," Jane narrated. "Less than 1% of the whole ocean is covered in land, so I guess there isn't much to stop the wind from blowing out here." She'd done plenty of research for her report. She always did. Carter called her a brainiac for doing extra credit work over summer vacation, but then again, Carter's best subject was gym. Besides, it was something to do while the storm set in around them. "Uncle Dexter says the weather can change really fast around here," Jane went on, as casually as she could. "In the meantime, there's not that much to tell. We're all just staying put and holding on tight. Dex calls it hunkering down, so I guess that's what we're going to do. Until later, this is Jane Benson, reporting from somewhere in the South Pacific." By the time it started to get dark, Buzz was starting to feel normal again. Maybe the seasickness was finally behind him, or maybe there just wasn't anything left to throw up, Buzz thought. In any case, he still wasn't hungry. Nobody was. The weather...